This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. One, two, three. Three more days after today till our Falcons take on Tampa Bay at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Mike and I will start the pregame at 11 a.m. and roll all the way through. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. The first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of tofu, the leader of a two-man army known as Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack in the house. And the last day will be with us this week because he'll go watch his beloved Eagles play on a Thursday night game in Philadelphia with his creepy way, Mr. Dylan Dylan Matthews. Our forces combine. We make up the greatest sports talk radio show from 6 to 9 a.m., heard in the metro area or anywhere in the state.
Dylan, I can't help you right there, buddy. You know what I mean? Like that, you made your bed with that one. Made your bed with that one. Nothing we can do.
Again, I'm a Falcons fan. That's a false narrative, and I will continue to be a supportive boyfriend, but be a Falcons fan at the same time.
But is there nothing cooler than seeing your person enjoy something? Like, if Lindsay enjoys Mahjong, isn't it cool to see her come home and, like, be excited?
Yes, but it would be like I'm seeing her enjoy Mahjong at me not being able to play golf. That's what, you know what I mean? Like if I was skipping golf to watch her play Mahjong.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, yes, it'd be a lot cooler if she would come downstairs while I'm racing and be like, oh, good luck. I hope you're doing well. Can I cheer you on?
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Instead of
sitting in the back of the iRacing room. Like,
instead of just kind of being like, dude, you're such a nerd. Like, and that's what my wife does.
Exactly.
And he's like, this is the nerdiest thing you've ever done.
100%. That's exactly how Lindsay treats me, man. So, yeah, I mean, like, of course, love to be supportive.
Yes.
In all of my wife's endeavors.
You know,
but I had to draw a line somewhere.
I hate to be that guy, but I mean, come on, Allie. Even you have your limitations. When
That's true.
Your supportiveness was like, you know what? I'll watch you sit Indian style in this toy chest, and I will go outside and play on my phone.
I mean, Grant almost didn't come to a concert with you.
I know. I know. This is so true because Ronald Acuna was making his return.
His regular season return.
Yeah.
not the playoffs.
But it had been a while. I understood. Either way, he came to Keith Urban, but yes. With him going through the missiles at a toy show, a huge box of missiles from G.I. Joe. I did learn my lesson. I was like, I'm going to tap in my brother for this next time. I think my brother would love to go with you.
You know,
I'm going to send my five-year-old with Grant next time he does something like that.
Yeah.
He would love it. He'd be like, missiles for G.I. Joes? Yes.
Yeah, Grant, just tell him which color and scheme you're looking for, and he'll just put them in a pile for you.
I got to tell you, too, and I brought this up to my wife yesterday. I don't collect anything.
No?
I was, like, kind of disappointed in myself when I had this realization 2 days ago. I was like, man, I really don't collect anything.
Well,
the younger me would be so upset.
You don't.
I used, like, not actively, I'm not seeking anything out. I know that that's why Grant, you know, looks for baseball cards and toys and things like that.
G.I. Joe missiles?
Yeah.
Other than miscellaneous screws and nuts and bolts on projects that I do, the closest thing that I have to a collection active right now is if I see a NASCAR diecast of either Dale Earnhardt Sr. or Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
Or Ryan Blaney that is in a price range that it has to have some kind of emotional attachment to.
Sure. Like you were there or you remember watching it.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't collect anything either, to be real. It's just not. I mean, if I see something I want and it means something to me, I will get. But I don't have an active, like, I have to collect all 162 Ronald Acuna Jr. Right. 2021 tops. Which, and I know that's kind of specific because we were talking about Grant, because I know Grant is a collector of many things. Mm-hmm. And probably the thing I respect the most is he could tell you as much about a baseball card, right, as some Star Wars piece. Like, yeah. That's impressive. Because it's wide ranging.
I'm jealous of him for that.
I mean, the encyclopedia that is his brain, it's pretty insane. And I just don't know how he files it all away.
It's like a bank vault in there.
Seriously. Seriously. We went to Target last night. I didn't find what I was looking for, but immediately, like, so we're leaving. But, you know, on the way out, there's that baseball card section. Locked in for a minute.
I need to put him on, like, a search because, like, you know, my son likes the Cars toys, Disney Cars. Mm-hmm. And, like, you try to find, like, they literally make. If it's on screen in any Cars-related scene, they make a car for it.
Yeah.
And so there's people that collect them and do things like that. But I'm not going near the toy section to even look and see if any of that stuff is there. I just need to put Grant on. Hey, we're missing number 71 of 207. If you could just find that one, Grant.
Oh, he'll find it, and he'll find it for a deal.
I actually have a question kind of in the collection realm. I did something yesterday that I might have opened – kind of can of worms. So not going to go into detail, but pork chop feeling a little bit under the weather. We got a little medicine for her. So I had to go pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in CVS. There's a shelf, but not one of those rotating shelves, you know? And it's got like Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I was like, they're like $5. And I was like, you know what? Every time she's sick, I'm going to grab one. So I grabbed one. And it was like the Incredible Hulk, like the little baby version.
Yeah.
It's like, you think that's, was that a bad thing to start?
No. We did that a number of times with our kids, and like, then we got to a point where we were like every time we'd leave town, we'd bring them something back.
Right.
And then we just were like, why do we keep doing this? They don't want any of this stuff.
Well,
we got to the point where we stopped on the way back from Asheville at like Cracker Barrel in Flowery Branch. And we were like, we got to get them something before we get home. And then it was like, what are we doing?
And
it's ridiculous.
Well, and I don't want to go down that road because I think I've told the story before. I dated a girl that had a child, and like literally every time the car door opened, we had to get a prize,
new toy or something.
Either if it was like McDonald's or whatever. And like one day I was like, this is the most ridiculous. Like, we're literally going somewhere specifically for him to have like a day of fun, and we have to get a toy on the way there. Like, this is absolutely the most ridiculous thing that I have ever been a part of. And that was the end of that.
It happens, man.
It does.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, seems a little excessive, but sometimes you just got to calm them down. Well, we're going to talk about sports today at some point. At 7:40, we've got Which One Wednesday. 8:40, we've also got Pat Forty joining us to talk all things college football. But right now, Mike and Bo have been reviewing film all morning, getting ready for Sunday when the Falcons take on the Bucs at home. What are you guys noticing? What are the observations that you got this morning from watching everything?
Well, Allie, you know I wanted to go watch Tampa's offensive line and
of
see
course.
How that they were performing. And the fact that, like yesterday, we talked about Tristan Wirfs being out. Charlie Heck is his backup, played, I don't know, how many snaps, Bo, in the preseason? About 30 or 40 snaps in the preseason with the first stringers?
Yeah, he played at least 50 because okay. I think he played like 30 that first game, the second game against the Steelers, and I know he played another 10 to 15 the next week against whoever.
And I actually think he reminded me a lot of Storm Norton watching his tape. Tall dude, long, decent feet, you know, gets high in the run game and moved around a little bit and, you know, can be exposed in the pass game. He's serviceable. He's fine. But I would expect them to at least try to help him on the left side when they can. And you saw that during the preseason. They would line up Cade Otton over there or Chip on the way out with Bucky Irving. And this is with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. So, you know, I can imagine they're going to want to do that with Baker. But they have the, you know, same five starting offensive linemen aside from him from last year. And they're a good group. Luke Gadecki, obviously, we'll talk about later. But they're a pretty good group up front. So, I expect nothing less when they take the field against us because that's just usually how it rolls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do, after watching what little bit we watched, and granted it was against Pittsburgh, which wasn't playing what starters that I recall, but it does look like the left side is a little bit weak. Obviously, Mock and Gadecki have gotten – they've improved over the last few – and to the point where
– both those guys really have gotten a lot better.
Where Gadecki got a new deal yesterday or 2 days ago. But
I was just saying, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, but Barton, but center to the right to the right tackle is their strength on their offensive line, especially now with Wirfs out, anyways. And I think Brederson, you can kind of hide a little bit because I'm not as high on him. I don't know about you, but I'm not very high on him after what I saw. But you can hide him with Wirfs. It's going to be harder to hide what he is with Heck, right?
Yeah, I think so for sure. And I'll tell you, look, just looking at their players, and I was kind of trying to get my numbers down because they made like six or seven switches for numbers. But Emeka Egbuka obviously looks the part. Bucky Irving had a nice couple of plays in the preseason game. Same with Rashad White. And you were talking about some of the defensive players. It looks like Deion Jones has made their team, which is interesting.
Yeah, former Falcon. And he's on his – third team in the division. He's been there for, and I think he was with them last year. I think this might be his, I know he was there late 1 year and he kind of, when they had injuries and ended up being on the playoffs roster. So I'm happy for Debo, but it's just weird seeing 45 out there on a Tampa uniform.
Yeah.
He was with Carolina as well. And at one point in time, he was with the Browns as well. I think that's where he went when he left here. But didn't end well for him here, but I was always the guy I really liked. It's weird because with their inside linebacker room looks a little bit different this year.
Well, we did get the depth chart. You guys are flipping them around. Is there anything since it's been released that surprised you with the Falcons?
No, I mean these are all, you know, these are all expectations of things that we kind of knew were coming. You know, any of the shockers would have been pulled. You know, last week when the 53, but I know they've you know, made some recent movement as well on that, but nothing really here at the front of the depth chart. So nothing too crazy. And, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday or early in the week or whatever it was about the fact that Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman are kind of starters in that aspect. And so I think that'll be fun to watch throughout the year, but nothing too crazy, nothing too out of the ordinary.
I just want to clarify because Fricky was tweeting about the depth chart last night and some people were replying to his tweets, like, because Fricky just basically was telling where everybody's at, and they've got Jack Nelson on the depth chart behind, like, Jake.
No.
Just so everyone knows.
Right.
Michael Jarrell is your swing tackle right now.
Correct.
And if something terrible happened, Matthew Bergeron would be the next man playing tackle.
Jack Nelson won't even be active.
Exactly. So I just want to, because there was some tweets about Nelson, and it wasn't Fricky. It was just people replying. I just want everybody to be like very clear on that. Jack Nelson will probably play the Brandon Dorlus role of inactives this season on the roster.
What was our guy's name that we were watching film on that's from Michigan?
Ryan Hayes.
Ryan Hayes, if you got into a serious pinch and something happened to Elijah Wilkinson, Ryan Hayes would be put up on this roster before Jack Nelson.
I think there's a really good chance Ryan Hayes could be in a standard elevation.
Could be.
I don't know if they want to use too many of them up, but depending on what they've seen, Allie, he could definitely be a standard elevation. Just be mindful of some of these things.
Well, coming up, we are going to break down the matchups that could be problematic this Sunday. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.